One of the virtues mentioned in today's gospel is that virtue of obedience. Obedience is something that's hard for us today, and maybe because we've had the experience of abuse used through obedience, to do just blind obedience. But this idea that the obedience comes first from listening, right? That's where the word comes from, to listen and to follow. And our faith really does kind of hinge on obedience to the Word of God especially. And you know, we learn that at an early age, right? Because there are some people, when you're dealing with children, you tell them it's time to go to bed, and they have no understanding why you're making them go to bed early. And they don't understand it, but they have to do it. And finally, the answer is, because I said so. That's why you're going to bed now. But they have no idea that they need their sleep so that then the next day they're not groggy all day. Or, you know, the idea that they don't eat their candy before the meal, you know, and they don't understand why they have to do that. And if finally it's out of obedience that you tell them you have to eat your vegetables first, then you can have your dessert. And you can't eat it all either. And so there are all these things we're trying to teach. And it's really young people learn that they just have to be obedient because they can't understand why. Well, in the faith life, it's too. It's about obedience. There's a lot of elements of obedience because sometimes we can't see why. And Christ had given us the law. God the Father gave us the law in terms of how to live. And sometimes we just don't understand it. We don't want to say why we have to do this. And yet we're called to do it out of obedience, just like the Son who dies on the cross is out of obedience to the will of the Father. And so when you understand God's will in your life, you know, St. Thomas Aquinas, but all of our faiths reminds you, you have to obey God and God's will in our lives. That is a basic spiritual tenet, that to know or to feel that God is calling you to do something and you don't do it and be disobedient is something that we consider, actually, especially if it's an issue of conscience, is considered a sin to not obey God's will in our life. And you could see today that He talks about obedience. I say, come here, and He does this. And Jesus claims that He has great faith because He did it. Knowing God's will, He will do it. He understands the idea, especially sort of military people and even in the church, because we don't always understand what is good. We don't always know that. And then we watch out of obedience how trusting in God's providence that He knows exactly what He's talking about. And so our challenge is to foster that virtue of obedience.